Florida State is in the middle of summer practices. These are player-led, but we have some insight that we've gathered and we want to talk about today. So let's jump right into it. I will preface the entire thing by saying you're only typically going to hear about the good that comes out of player-led practices and summer workouts and things of that nature. We also have the entire month of August that's rapidly approaching, but fall camp will absolutely impact some of these things. So don't take everything that we're saying to the bank, but here's what we're hearing during these player-led practices. Let's start with the weapons that Florida State has on the offensive side of the ball. I think that Florida State's weapons and what is over there is really, really exciting for a lot of FSU fans, maybe pretty worrisome on the opponent side. But Richie, I am hearing really, really, really good things about Ja'Kai Douglas. He's a name that continues to be said, and I think he's a name that has somewhat been forgotten by FSU fans. Obviously, he was hurt for a lot of last year. Everyone expects Johnny Wilson and Keon Coleman to be your one and two in some order, but I think that they absolutely love what they have in Ja'Kai Douglas. I've heard statements and phrases that he is potentially blowing other potential wide receiver threes out of the water. And Florida State was legitimately installing packages for Ja'Kai Douglas to be an absolute threat and weapon last year in Jacksonville when he got hurt at some practices there in Jacksonville. Obviously, wasn't able to come back until later in the year. I think he came back in the Georgia Tech game. Played a smaller role just due to that. And down the stretch, Florida State was able to play some pretty weak opponents. And so you got to see guys shuffled in and out. But Ja'Kai Douglas, a name that a lot of people probably wouldn't have projected, but just like last year, he's a name that I think a lot of people are really, really excited about. And he might take over that number three spot.
Yeah, and on the surface, you're like, man, that's pretty surprising because we have all these shiny new toys like a Destin Hill and Winston Wright Jr. But I think it makes sense for Ja'Kai Douglas to really be standing out and stepping up because he's been in the system for many years now, right? He's made big plays in big games, and he just has the experience that Destin Hill or Winston Wright Jr. does not have. So I think it's not overly surprising that he could step in and be that wide receiver three guy. Like you mentioned, you have Johnny Wilson and Keon Coleman on the outside. That's just a scary, scary thing for opposing defenses to have to worry about to begin with. And Ja'Kai Douglas, he's going to have a lot of one-on-one situations, and I expect him to win a lot of those. And as you mentioned, they were putting packages in for him. If he doesn't get hurt last year, you know, you might have felt comfortable with him being a wide receiver too. Granted, you were going to take Keon Coleman if he was going to give you a yes anyway. That's a massive addition. But I definitely think Ja'Kai Douglas, you know, he's done it on the big stage in big games. You know, that huge touchdown against Notre Dame a few years ago at Doak. And again, Mike Norvell is comfortable with him and he knows the system. And you're going to have that senior leadership with him. It just does make a ton of sense when you bring it up.
Yeah, I also think that he's such a change of pace, right? Like he caught the long touchdown against Notre Dame. He caught the big pass that maybe some people forget right before the 4th and 14 against Miami in 2021. And so I do think that he's such a change of pace. He's the perfect kind of slot-ish kind of speedster, really quick, really moves well. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of situations where he is able to get matched up because of the focus and the attention that people are putting on Keon and Johnny. I think it's going to be really, really impressive. So I'm excited to see what Ja'Kai Douglas will do in this fall camp. And then obviously in the fall when we get there as well. Richie, another name I'm hearing, and I don't want to get people too hyped up with this, but that's exactly what I'm about to do. I've heard that Destin Hill's been killing it. I have heard that he might be like wide receiver one of your second team. Or, you know, maybe your wide receiver four overall. Now, that second grouping is probably going to encompass Destin Hill, Kentron Portier, and Winston Wright. And in some order, right? There's a lot of way to go. There is an entire fall camp. And then how much are your, you know, five, six, and seven? How much are those guys getting, you know, just a ton of burn anyway? But I am hearing that he is absolutely impressing. The questions around his readiness to go, you know, his shape, his physicality, I think those were answered really when he got on campus and we saw him. But not only are we going to have him in the flesh and actually be at Florida State, I've heard that he is looking like the real deal out there. And you wouldn't really say that about a lot of wide receiver fours, you know, but for this guy to come in and potentially lead that second group, I think that's something that has FSU fans pretty hyped up, and maybe we'll have them pretty excited once the pads come out for fall camp.
Yeah, like you said, we saw the photos of him when he showed up at Florida State's campus. You know, he looked like a guy that had not been out of football for 2 years, which he has been. You know, he's a growing man as a true freshman. I mean, it's going to be exciting. Like you said, hearing nothing but good things, and that's somewhat typical, like you mentioned, out of player-led practices, but he certainly looks like the real deal. And I think one great thing about having all these weapons is they're going to have plenty of time for these routes to develop, because that offensive line looks deep. What are you hearing about that, TJ?
Man, all right. So I'm hearing some good things on the offensive line. I do want to tell you guys, we shared all of this in our Discord later last week. So earlier, a couple of days ago. If you haven't signed up for that just yet, it is free to join. There are some exclusive channels that you can get into, but the link is down below in our description. You can join the Discord for free. I think we just went over 2,000 members in there, so pretty cool times. You're going to want to be in there for some of the recruiting news that's coming out over the next few weeks, and then certainly as we get into fall camp. Offensive line, it looks like, you know, looks like based on what I'm seeing and hearing, and even in some of these highlights that we showed you, there was a video of the offensive line from left to right had Byers, and then Roddick, Smith, Emmanuel, and Harris lined up there. I think that that's pretty close to what you're probably going to see starting on the offensive line. I think Robert Scott probably takes back that tackle spot once he gets back. But I think Bless Harris, Dimitri Emmanuel, Smith, and probably Casey Roddick are looking like your other starters at this point. Now, again, you've got all of fall camp. How does Scott rehab? How does he come back? We'll see. Could Byers jump in and take a spot? Could other guys jump back in the mix? Possibly. We'll see. But I think you've got a really, really strong and talented offensive line. Again, if I had to predict starters today, could be wrong on this. I'm sure you guys will revisit it if I am. I think it's Robert Scott, Bless Harris on the outside, Smith in the middle, Roddick and Emmanuel are your guards, which I'm really excited to see what that offensive line looks like. Hey, I don't want this, knock on wood, but it is very tough to get through an entire season. We couldn't even get through the fall last year without injuries. And so I think what I'm most excited about is if by chance some of those injuries do happen, and we pray they don't, I'm really excited about the depth that's on this offensive line, because being able to immediately go to somebody like a Jeremiah Byers, like a Keandre Jones, like some other guys that are here on this roster is really impressive. And so massive shout out to Alex Atkins and the way that he has rebuilt that room.
Yeah, like you mentioned it, TJ, I'm most excited about the depth. You know, it wasn't too long ago where we didn't know if we had five guys that were starter quality in the ACC, and we're just hoping to find five and pray that they all stay healthy. Now you have legitimate 7-8 guys who could start in the ACC, and you feel good about your top 11, maybe 12 offensive linemen. This line probably doesn't have the top-end talent that the 2013 team did, but this might be the deepest offensive line I can remember Florida State having in a very long time. You know, that 2013 team had the luxury of, you know, amazing injury luck where nobody went down. They were all healthy all season. But like you said, that's an anomaly. And every college football team is going to have injuries in the trenches. So to have the depth there that you need, that's a huge deal for Florida State, because if you're going to get to where you want this season with those playoff aspirations, you're going to need other guys to be able to step in. And like I mentioned, this is the first time in years where I feel comfortable. Obviously, you don't want anyone to go down, but you have enough pieces here, thanks to Alex Atkins, as you mentioned, that you feel like you can get through the season unless something catastrophic happens.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, I want to talk to you about the secondary. That's another big position we're hearing about, another big grouping we're hearing about. Just before we do that, I do want to give some love to our friends over at Garnet and Gold. Listen, they've had to reorder these jerseys. You guys have absolutely crushed it going and getting them. You can go to garnetandgold.com right now. Use code NOSLAW, that's NOSLAW, to get 15% off of your order. Make sure that you're shopping at Garnet and Gold only for your jerseys, your polos, your Nike shoes, whatever you're looking for. They have the absolute best there at garnetandgold.com. We'll save you 15% if you order online and use the code NOSLAW, N-O-S-L-A-W. All right, secondary. I'm hearing that Green and Jones, Renardo Green and Jarian Jones, are playing at a completely different level than we've ever seen. And they grew a ton from last season and in last season. I think they'd be your starters if the LSU game was today, 49 days away from the game. I'm very encouraged. I'm very impressed by what I'm hearing from that defensive secondary. A lot of people are going to ask about Fentrell Cypress. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But we also chatted with Ingram Smith of the Battles End and the Nolcast in a private Discord chat that we had just a few days ago. And he told us how those guys have just completely taken their game to a different level. We've also chatted with some sources and some folks inside the program that say that those guys are absolutely crushing right now. Personal thought on Fentrell Cypress. This is me speculating. I haven't gotten this from anybody specifically, but I do remember. So if you've got those two guys starting, you know, Cypress is probably not a starter today because you're only starting two corners, but I think Cypress plays a ton. First of all, I also think that I'm very interested to see what he looks like coming out of fall camp. I think as far as an athlete, he is on a different level. And I remember that through spring ball last season, Jared Verse wasn't pegged as a starter yet either. And then once he got to fall, once he'd been in the system for more than just, 3 months like he was in spring, I think that's when Jared Verse took his game to a different level. And he was an obvious starter for the Noles. I'm not saying that certainly happens with Cypress. I don't know that it really matters with how much Florida State is going to rotate personnel around there in the secondary. But for those that are maybe worried about that take or worried about Cypress at all, I'm not. Guy was on campus for 3-4 months before the spring. I think it takes a little time for guys to acclimate to a system. We saw that with Jared Verse, who is likely a top 10 pick in the NFL draft next year. I don't think anybody really got out of the spring thinking that Jared Verse wouldn't have a massive impact. And I don't think anybody at Florida State doesn't think that Fentrell Cypress is going to have a massive impact as well. So some good news there at the cornerback position. I think that's a position group that needs to step up a ton. And I think they will this year. Hearing really, really encouraging things from the cornerback room for sure.
Yeah, and when you consider the step that Renardo Green took from 2 years ago to last year, it was massive. And if he just keeps going at that trajectory, he's going to be a fairly high draft pick, maybe not first round, but he could be a top 3-4 round draft pick come next April or May. And, Jarian Jones, very similar to Ja'Kai Douglas. Like, he knows the system. He's been in it for years. He's comfortable. So I don't think you can really go wrong there. And if you're telling me a guy like Fentrell Cypress would be the third corner or the first one off the bench, I mean, that's cheating. All ACC player last year. I tend to think he probably does end up starting by, 3-4 games in. You know, with LSU, it's tricky. You got Malik Nabers, a huge, huge problem for any opposing defense. So I think, we probably want to go with what players know. So we'll see how much Cypress can, kind of learn in fall camp. You know, I know we had a pretty average spring, but he's been through so many springs in college now. I don't blame him. He's here. This is his money year. I do think he comes on in fall camp, and I think it's going to be a really fun battle to watch, because prior to him, saying, yes, I'm transferring to Florida State, corner was an area of pretty big concern for Florida State heading into the season. And I think he just gives you that extra cushion to where you have three guys you really, really like. And that's a big deal for Florida State, especially, like I mentioned, they are going to be challenged game one against LSU and what's essentially the first playoff game of the college football season.
So when we look backwards just a little bit and go a little deeper into the secondary, there's been a lot of questions around safety. Florida State obviously targeted safety in the transfer portal. They were able to pick up a JUCO kid, Barker, who I will talk about in just a second. But they weren't able to pick up Jalen Key. Obviously, he committed to Alabama. And so you don't have a third safety. I think Key would have been the third safety here. I still think Dent and Brown would have started over him. So, you know, you're not thrilled that you didn't win that battle. But first of all, you were going up against Alabama. Second of all, it was for a safety three, if you will. This has been reported other places. I know the guys at Knowles 247 have talked about this. I know others have talked about this. So I don't think we're breaking any news. But I have also heard that Kevin Knowles has been taking reps at safety. Could very likely be your third safety on the depth chart this year. A guy who's got phenomenal athleticism. I think they really like what he can bring and what he can do. And I think Florida State's pretty deep at corner right now. I think we talk about Jones, Green, Cypress, Azariah Thomas is there as well. Greedy Vance is there as well. So maybe it makes sense to move him back just a little bit. I think they really, really like what they have in the young guys. We've talked about Conrad Hussey. We've talked about others back there in that secondary as well. I think that it's just a lot to ask those young guys to be ready to go, like you just said, Richie, against LSU week one, Clemson week four. And so I think you could see Knowles move back there and share some of those reps at the safety position. But as far as Barker goes, I know there's a lot of questions. Around him, program, you know, didn't play last year. I don't think he's. This is not meant to be negative. I don't think he's anywhere close to being ready to contribute right now. Now we'll see what fall looks like. We'll see what happens there. I think Barker was probably intended to be a take that can help your room grow in a year or so. I don't anticipate him coming in and making a major impact early in this season. I'd love to be wrong on that. I'd love for him to just absolutely ball out in fall camp and shock a lot of people. But I think that's, you know, more of a developmental piece. Just like Conrad Hussey was a massive flip for Florida State on signing day. I don't expect Conrad Hussey to come in and absolutely light the world on fire in month one of his first playing time in college. So I'm encouraged that we probably have Knowles moving back there to take some of the load and some of the pressure off of Dent and Brown, who I expect really good things out of this year. It's probably the position group that worries me the most, but it sounds like some things are maybe being shored up there.
Yeah. Having to replace a Jamie Robinson is a pretty tall task, because what that man did at Florida State was nothing short of phenomenal, especially last season. But you gotta like Denton Brown. What I love about Akeem Dent, you know, and several other players on this team, this is a money year for him. You got to go out and earn it. And he knows that in the back of his mind. So he's definitely going to be, you know, all in. And like you mentioned, the depth is a big concern. You know, Knowles, can he play back there? You know what you mentioned, he's been taking reps. So you want to have a third guy back there, because again, LSU and Clemson in the first month, what happens if, you know, Dent or Brown sprain an ankle and they have to take a few series off? You don't want that to be a liability. So you definitely need a third person back there. It's probably the biggest concern of the defense. But with that defensive line we have, you know, I don't think opposing quarterbacks are going to have a ton of time to just sit back there and let routes develop. So it's definitely going to be what I'm looking at most closely during fall camp, TJ, is the safety position. How are these guys coming along? Are they staying healthy? If that's the case, then you like where you're at. And honestly, when you have concerns about depth at any position, it's kind of nice to have those big games in the first month of the season, because then they get a break where they can take a few weeks off if they have to, and you're not going to miss them. Because the middle of the schedule is loaded with what should be multiple blowouts. That first month, though, you need to be 100%. And if they can get through those first four games, then, you know, I'll like our chances a lot. But yeah, Dent and Brown, I think, are very solid. Knowles, you know, we'll see what he looks like. And then I think you still need to find someone else behind him. But heading into fall camp, you know, it's thin, but you like what you have starting.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, most great teams have had injury luck. And so, you know, if we can have a little bit more injury luck than we had last year, you remember Jordan Travis went down for a partial game. Jared Verse was down for part of the season. Fabian Lovett was down for a lot of the year. Duke Cooper couldn't stay healthy. There were just a lot of things that kind of went against that team, and offensive line, you know, as well. So I think if we can catch a little more injury luck. I mean, you know, any great team has caught some injury luck. There's just no doubt about it. So most teams are not filled out with insane depth at every position along the field. I mean, some of the Alabama teams have been, some of the Georgia, but most of the time, yeah, if our only concern is safety depth, then I think we're in a pretty good spot. And some of those concerns should be lessened even now. So, hey, again, we shared a lot of this in our Discord. There is a lot of recruiting news going on. Florida State getting three commits this weekend on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Kind of fun recruiting times for the Noles. There's more big news coming, and there's a lot of rumors that you guys, I'm sure, have seen. We've talked about them a lot in the Discord, so go check that out. Again, we'll link it in the comment that's pinned and the description. Thank you to Garnet and Gold for supporting us here today. If you missed any of the recruiting news from over the weekend, the three commits that the Noles got, you can click the playlist on the screen right now to get caught up. It's been a minute since we uploaded a podcast. We have been focusing a ton more on the video content, which you can go to youtube.com/@DoubleFriesNoSlaw to get caught up there. We do a video probably 4 to 5 times a week, so there's way more content coming out. We will continue to post some of that video content in audio form to these podcast platforms when it makes sense and when the content seems like it will be digestible via audio only. If you want way more content, run on over to our YouTube. It's youtube.com/@DoubleFriesNoSlaw and get caught up there today.